Travis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie reviewer, regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Talking about a couple of flicks this morning. I believe we're starting out with the documentary I Used to Be Normal, a boy band fangirl story.
Yes, it's a pretty interesting documentary. I wasn't sure what to make of it when I first heard about it.
Are you much of a fangirl? You've been a boy band fangirl in the past, Kev?
Ooh, when it comes to boy bands, I mean, I do love the Beatles, especially their latest stuff, but I would have to say that the biggest band that I absolutely love, as has been mentioned on this segment about 2 weeks ago, or last week, was Queen.
Okay.
Massive fan of Queen.
I got to think the Beatles, they were the original boy band with the legions of fangirls. That was the first time we really saw that kind of fangirl culture come out.
It was. It was the first time, you know, the British had been going over to America as well, and it's one of the bands that was covered in I Used to Be Normal as well.
So terrific.
Essentially, it covers four interviewees, two from America, two from, I believe, Sydney, and their own passionate love of boy bands, and they are all of different ages, so it's not going to be four interviewees who are all massive fans of One Direction. So going off my memory, it's something like the youngest one is a big fan of One Direction, the oldest is a fan of the Beatles, and two of them are fans of those boy bands that are around during like the late 90s, early 2000s, such as the Backstreet Boys, and asking them about why they enjoy these boy bands, what effect it has on their life.
What do we think?
I thought that overall it was a pretty good polished production. So with all four interviewees, they all had something completely different to offer. So for the youngest one, a big fan of One Direction, it was sort of her journey into, I suppose, getting to know more about boys, her introduction to boys, and, you know, just sort of thinking about them in the more manufactured way, and just, you know, up until, you know, their announcement that that they broke up a few like years back, 1 or 2 years ago, and her reaction to that, and her life after boy bands, like a year later, and another one, it sort of awakened her sexuality as well. So, you know, why she wanted to emulate the boy bands that she's watching, as well as getting some insight into, as you mentioned, the world's first boy band, the Beatles, and what the culture was like, you know, why, you know, how people reacted to the first boy band, and you know, the not just her reaction, but the people, like the commentators' political reaction as well, and the media, what they all thought about the Beatles. And not only that, but it did have a very good use of the archival footage, as well as music. They licensed the music as well, which in the Beatles' case must have cost a fortune for the filmmakers, as well as getting photos of as well, maybe a bit of Photoshop as well. I think there was some animation showing, you know, how the interviewees first reacted to, you know, when they first saw these boy bands.
Fantastic. Okay, and it's, by the look of things, it's just a first glance, a film that really treats the subject without a kind of contempt that we usually see around fangirls and the like. You know, usually we're very dismissive of teenage girls' obsession with these perfect polished boy bands and the like, but it treats it with a little bit of respect. So probably
it does, yeah.
A lot of fangirls, a lot of former fangirls, that would be the audience for this one.
Definitely, yeah. As well as perhaps people like me who just want to sort of get to understand what drives these fangirls to go so much, you know, go so far out of their way to be fans for these bands.
And a very different film for our second film, The Children Act. This is a drama from out of the UK, am I correct?
Yeah, so Emma Thompson plays a judge who has to decide whether to allow a child who was brought up in the Jehovah's Witnesses, he's suffering from leukemia, and whether to allow him to get a blood transfusion or to respect his and his parents' wishes and not do that, which could cause his death.
Well, it sounds a little, you know, obviously there's some serious drama in those kinds of questions, but a little dry. What do we think?
Admittedly, yes, it is a little dry, but from a technical perspective, I thought that the acting from Emma Thompson, from the rest, the entire cast was fantastic, as well as the cinematography as well. Seeing Emma in character on the bench with all of this action happening around her, just the way that it was shot, it was really fantastic, as well as the direction and the music. And I also really appreciated the central dilemma to the story about what she should do, about her choice. The only real issue that I had with the movie is that it sort of got resolved about an hour in, and then about the remaining 45 minutes, I didn't really enjoy so much. It just got really weird. I don't want to spoil it, even though I didn't really like it that much. It just got really weird, and it sort of ended up feeling like an episode of Judge John Deed, you know, from Channel 7. Like, you know, where all the action seems to revolve around the judge, and they have to go out into the field and do stuff that judges don't actually really do.
Right.
And but yeah, it did end up feeling a little dry, especially towards the end.
All right, well, Regular Size Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.